What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday the 9th of December. Hope you're well. Had a good weekend. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It's a podcast, but it's also a video. The video versions of the podcast are over on YouTube under the same name, The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. Come on over, see what I've done with the place. I've actually decorated or made it look a little bit more colourful. If it wasn't attractive enough already, now it's very, very visually stimulating. As I am. So share it with your friends. Let's get more people watching and wondering who the fuck I am and what I'm doing. what's going on this week? It's election week. It's all going to be the shit flying left, right and centre. The Sun newspaper, they've definitely got something to lose there because they're slating Jeremy Corbyn with a fucking Armageddon style front page and loads of pages inside. Appealing to all the thick readers who can't think for themselves. So they're fucking hammering them with all this kind of bullshit facts and whatever else. But then on the other side, you've got a reporter confronting Boris Johnson with a photo of a genuine photo of a boy lying, being treated for pneumonia on the floor of a hospital in the Leeds A&E, I think it was. He knew he'd been put on the spot, so he grabbed the reporter's phone and put it in his pocket and carried on talking about what he was talking about. But the reporter wasn't having it. He was going, "Give me the phone back. You put my phone in your pocket and I'm trying to show you that photo of the boy." And the Prime Minister's then having, or Boris Johnson's having to dig it out and actually deal with it and look at it. And I don't care who you are, you can't help but be moved by something so fucking shit, even as the Prime Minister. But he's the head man and he's the one who's got to answer the questions. So I just hope if they do get in that he does put money to the NHS and stop that kind of shit happening, because it's not the first and it won't be the last. But then Brexit Party candidates have been set up by a reporter. A reporter did an undercover Louis Theroux type thing. I mean, didn't have to do much to prize any information out of him. He literally asked them a couple of questions and the bloke was singing like a canary. Fucking racism left, right and centre. Talking about burying pigs' heads under the mosque and lots of other things. But he was also talking about fucking cocaine being shipped into Hartlepool. So I think I couldn't quite catch what he was talking about on that one. But if you need any, and you're in Hartlepool, he might be the man to look to. Anyway, I think he's lost his job. He sung himself out of a job there anyway. So be careful who you talk to. Loose lips sink ships, and fuck yourself up and lose your job along the way. Talk about loose lips. About the Tory candidate, Darren Henry, who told people at a meeting that people who visit food banks probably can't budget their money properly. So I implore anybody who is on visiting food. I mean, that's just ridiculous. A lot of people have probably got something shit like £2 left after paying everything out. And it's an embarrassment to have to go to the food bank in the first place. But people have to swallow their pride and go to the food bank in the fifth richest country in the world, because they haven't got no money to buy any fucking food. If you only got £2, you'd have to be some kind of magic magician to turn £2 into a month's worth of shopping. But if he can do your budgets for you and show you how to spend it wisely, write in to Darren Henry of Broxtowe in Nottinghamshire, or wherever he's from, and see whether he can tell you how to spend your £1.50 that you've got left over for the month from your universal credit. That's ridiculous. You ain't going to get any fans by saying shit like that, is he? And somebody else said that he was utterly clueless. People were shouting him down. So I think he must have apologised for that by now. If he hasn't, he's fucking dumb, because he ain't going to get elected. Britain is about to be battered by a 100-mile-an-hour storm, Brendan. Another great name. We got shit names for our storm. Storm Brian was the last one. Now we got Storm Brendan. Anyway, it's coming and it's going to be blowing people's wigs off left, right and centre. So if you are a wig wearer, be careful, because you might not notice and you'll get to work bald and everybody will have a shock. Or especially if you're out on a date with a wife, or with a new girlfriend or something or other, and she doesn't know what you're wearing. Because some of them wigs today are looking pretty good, aren't they? Some of the ones that they stick on. I saw a guy on Facebook, a young guy, bald as a coot, and he stuck this blonde kind of highlighted Wham style wig on, you know, and it was stuck to his head, so you wouldn't tell, you could not tell at all. It wasn't like the old days with the ones that looked like a Russian hat or a cat on your head. So you can easily fool somebody with that. So I wonder how long you can keep it up, though, the pretense, before you tell your new girlfriend after 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, that you're actually bald, and see whether she loves you enough not to walk out because she doesn't like bald men. Where are we? Yeah, so lags, lardy lags. Prisoners are pulling on supersized prison uniforms with a whopping 66-inch waists. Fucking hell, they're massive. That's almost like the size of that guy on Stir Crazy. What's his name? Oh, the big guy that Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder have to move into his cell. And he looks like the big mean guy. And so looks like they've been doing the... That ain't no good for the skinny prisoners, is it? Because they're probably fucking sitting at the table like he was, nicking their dinners. I'm having that. I'll have that. How are they getting fat if they're not eating fucking twice or three times as much as everybody else? So anyway, oh, what's that guy's name in Stir Crazy? Oh, bollocks, I can't remember. But he used to sing like an angel, didn't he? He was like, he had a really good voice. And he become their friend in the end. Brilliant film. You haven't seen Stir Crazy? What you're playing at? Hire it out. Get it out or whatever. One of the funniest fucking films of my childhood, that was. Happy Monday, Star, Bez. Oh, that and Trading Places. Trading Places was the bollocks. That's the good Christmas movie. That's got to be on the telly. If it's not, Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. Eddie Murphy did some... Fuck, he was top of the pops in those days, wasn't he, in the 80s or 90s. He was coming out with some great films, and then all of a sudden it just went shit or just disappeared for years. You know, he had everybody, he had us all eating out of the palm of his hand at one point. But hopefully they play that Trading Places. Winthorpe, that was Dan Aykroyd's name, wasn't it? I love that when he comes, he's got a big black eye and a big, like, he's wearing a big woman's coat. That Jamie Lee Curtis, and she looked hot in it as well. But he's got that big coat on, the big black eye, looked dishevelled to fuck. I normally look like that when I'm down the market. It reminds me every time. See, I've got a big long coat just like that, trying to keep warm when I'm walking around the market. And it's a good film. Anyway, what we're going to look at. Elon Musk, I can't believe this. The pedo guy trial. Elon Musk called the guy a pedo guy and the guy took him to court. He's lost the fucking court case. How the hell has that happened? That's probably cost him a load of money. And he's lost against Elon Musk. The jury have... and they've had to pay for a jury and everything. The jury have decided that he wasn't... What have I said? Anyway, they've rendered it that he hasn't insulted him, or it doesn't owe him anything by calling him a pedo guy. That's fucking bullshit. I mean, literally. All right, it's slander, and it's in the news, and it's in the press, and it's in the fucking social media, and you know that it quite clearly has. So I'm disappointed. I've said in this podcast earlier that was money in the bank for that guy, but he's actually been thrown out. So if Elon Musk is listening to my podcast, of course he's not, but you should do the right thing and pay the guy's court costs for him at the very least, and just say, let's draw a line under it. Because the fact that the guy took you to court shows that he's not a paedophile, so at least he's cleared his name on that side. But to have to pay all the court costs when you're a billionaire, come on, do the right thing. Not talking about a black and white thing. What's that song? A trader is flogging a 25 grand car registration number as a cherished plate for Christmas without saying. There's, I tell you what, some people are like, some right like investigators out there, ain't there? There's a trader selling a car registration plate called JS247. And he's like selling it for 25 grand. But this reporter's come out and said that it used to belong to Jimmy Savile, and the trader's not letting... Not telling people in these adverts, so now everybody knows. So it's going to be hard to sell that. Who's going to buy that now? They know that it's Jimmy Savile's old number plate, and it stands for Jimmy Savile. I wonder what 247 stands for. I don't like to fucking think. Then anyway, so that's just lost its value. That's just fucking harpooned the value of that number plate. So if you do want it, hang around a few weeks and it'll be down to a couple of hundred quid. Save yourself a few thousand by the looks of it. That's like buying Rolf Harris's paintings. People do still buy them, believe it or not. But previous to that situation with Rolf Harris, he'd sold loads of paintings and the value of them was quite high at the time. They all went to shit. They were not worth anything compared to what there was, and rightly so. But it's a shame on the people who bought them, isn't it? Where am I going? A fish has had an amazing escape after it was swiped from a pond by a hungry heron. A 50-foot dropped 50-foot into a garden and nicked a 10-inch carp out of the pond. Swam off, flew off. And then dropped it into a neighbour's garden. Anyway, long story short, the fish was saved and was delivered back to the pond where it first came from. So it had a bit of a trip, that fish isn't going to survive. That's got to be traumatised. It's going to have a fucking heart attack or something, isn't it? It ain't going to survive being dropped 50 foot from the sky or wherever it was, landing on the ground, fucking bouncing around with no air, or however a fish breathes, you know, outside of the water. So yeah, there you go. That's I didn't even know we had herons over. Well, herons in what's it called, city dwelling herons. They're having to come inside because they're trying to get away from Storm Brendan. You see, I told you Storm Brendan, because 40-foot wave. So I bet that ain't no fun to be trying to fish for fish as a heron while that's going on. So he's had to come inland and try and dig some out of the pond. So there you go. Be careful out there if you got some of those carp. Some burglars nick the carp as well because they're quite expensive, aren't they? So some people have fucking woke up and found the pond completely empty because the burglars have like... Surely, they come with a fish tank and everything, do they? You know what I mean? They take them, and there can be thousands of pounds, some of these Japanese carp can. So, I'll stick to my little goldfish. I had a little goldfish called Brian. I didn't really. I did have a little goldfish. I didn't have time to name it, but he was dead by the time I got it home from the fair. You know, he comes in one of those bags with the water in. By the time I got it home, all the water had fucking... There must have been a hole in the bag and all the water had come out of the bag. And I just had a dead fish in the bottom of the bag. So, well, he wasn't dead, but he was like, he died as soon as I tried. It shocked him, didn't it? So by the time I got him into water, he just died. So I'm sorry for that little guy, but that's what you got at those fairgrounds, didn't it? The fish were always dying within a few days of getting them home. Fucking, I don't know where they were getting them from. Goldfish grow into full size, like carp size. They do, don't they? They can grow quite big. I remember my granddad had a load. Anyway, let's move on to... A brewery has named a new range of beers after infamous prostitutes. The ales, some are stronger, 7%, include one named after Eliza Boatfield, who had a wooden leg after an industrial accident in a workhouse. And she had to become a prostitute because she couldn't work in any other way. So there you go. If you're a cheeky chappy and you want to get yourself some like funky little drinks, get some named after some of the old prostitutes. Don't get any named after any modern prostitutes because you might trigger warning signals in your wife's head. She might be thinking, aye, what's going on here then? Why is he so interested in beer named after prostitutes all of a sudden? Next thing you know, she'll be... checking where you're going, where you're visiting, why you was out too long, and some cases they're going to be right, because you know you got naughty men like that, and you got bloody establishments like that as well. So the two go arm in arm. Xmas lunch best spent. What's this? Brits would rather eat Christmas dinner with their dog than with their mother-in-law. Well, there you go. Again, don't tell. Keep that one to yourself. not tell everybody, especially don't tell your wife, because that's going to hurt her feelings. And also, she'll probably tell the mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law is going to fucking give you even worse a day at Christmas. Yeah, that's a pain, isn't it? The old mother-in-law one. You can't pick them. You pick the girlfriend and then or the wife, and then the family comes with that, don't they? So next thing you know, you've all got this extended bunch of people that come around your house and annoy you every year, or maybe fucking 10 times a month, however long. So there you go. Unfortunately, you'll have to spend it with the dog and with the mother-in-law, because the dog don't have his own house, does he? So you have to take the dog with you. Maybe the dog. Send the dog to go with the mother-in-law and you stay at home and eat the Christmas dinner by yourself. There's a good one. Anthony Joshua won the title. He's looking at a 200. If he didn't earn enough money off that already, 54 million he's pocketed from that. That's a fucking... I'll tell you what, I wouldn't even know what to do with all that if I got presented with 54 million in one day. Like that, and literally, it doesn't look like he had to do much for it as well. I mean, he did. I didn't see, but people saying he was running away, but at the same time, he got fucking battered last time, so he was being careful and making sure that he won. So, if in my book, a win's a win, and if you, it's not good for the fans to watch somebody not want to get involved or not fucking. You want to see people slamming each other, don't you, in boxing? But he went there to win and he's got all his belts and he's got 54 million in the bank. So in my book, I think he'd played his cards right. And there's a picture here of Sly Stallone and friends. And he's got a load of famous people around. I don't know if he's around his house or in a bar, but you got Sly Stallone, Al Pacino, Sugar Ray Leonard, and a load of comedians and fucking all sorts of people there all watching the fight. So he's got a big audience. They all know who he is. But he's got to go up against Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder. That would be a good fight, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. Before that, I didn't know whether I thought Tyson Fury was any good. And fucking he proved me wrong in that Deontay Wilder fight, because he just literally fucking done a number on him the whole fight. It was a shame to... I mean, the draw, that was just bullshit, wasn't it? It wasn't a draw at all. He fucking won that hands down, but just that one little knockdown put that little, you know, give the judges some weight. The American judges, I think they're American, but the American? Give the American judges a way of keeping their man still in the game. So anyway, they're having a rematch, so that's going to be good. I'll try and watch that one. Veggie Paul McCartney plans to carve up a Christmas turkey, but it will be macaroni cheese moulded to look like a bird. That sounds disgusting. I don't eat meat, but that sounds fucking disgusting. And macaroni cheese. Oh, he's not a vegan, he's a vegetarian. So he can eat cheese. But macaroni cheese, shaped like a bird. That's just weird. He said he misses the carving of something at Christmas Day or whatever else. So anyway, there's a corn turkey roast. If anybody doesn't eat meat and you haven't tried it, I think it's vegan as well. It's a corn turkey roast. I'll tell you what, it tastes, it's good. You wouldn't fucking, they've done a good job on that. It tastes really good. I might be trying one of those again at Christmas. But there's loads of good fake meats out there now. I mean, there's some of them are just, I had chicken nugget things the other day and they were just fucking, they was as good. You know, without the cruelty. And without the fucking, what's it called, hormonal injections and stuff like that, or the fucking things that make them grow to three times fast in like a month, grow to full size in a month. Something wrong in that game, I tell you. Where are we going? Yeah, I think a chicken takes 3 months to grow to full size, but somehow they make them grow to full size in a month. That's what I was trying to say. So that ain't right, is it? I mean, that's fucking chemicals, that is. Anyway, Gary Lineker has admitted he only needed a tiny jock strap when he played cricket. The former England and Spurs striker said that he wore the gear with a box to protect his manhood in his younger days as a promising cricketer. I never wore one in football. I used to wear one in cricket with a little pouch. And obviously with me being me, a very little pouch to put the little plastic box to protect you from getting hit in the balls. I don't know why that's news. I mean, that's just like, I think that's come from the Star. So any bit of sexual innuendo in this, it makes it into the Star, even if it's as shit as that. So there you go. Gary Lineker used to wear a tiny jockstrap. A yob who caused £1,700 damaging passing cars by hurling turnips and Swedes from a bridge is being hunted in Paignton in Devon. Fucking different world, though, isn't it? Who like thinks, right, I'm that bored, I'm going to start fucking digging up a load of Swedes and turnips and start fucking throwing them at cars. There you go. They could have been down food bank if the guy had any brains. He could have fucking, you know, helped feed the homeless or something or other instead of smashing them off cars. So he's a fucking barrel of laughs to be around. It won't take long to catch him. He'll probably be like fucking singing that one, like that Brexit guy, telling everybody in the pub what he's been up to. And then somebody will do an anonymous phone call on him because he's a twat. Right, I think I'm going to finish up. Keep it tight today. First one back. I'm trying to find something to finish on there. Oh, yeah, okay. Finish up on this one then. A motorist says McDonald's made a big mistake, the thing said, when he was hit with a £100 fine for using the same drive-through twice in a day. Basically, his car is coming out of the car park twice in a day, so he said. They're saying he's been parked there for 9 hours. Using it as free parking, isn't he? He said he went in for a £3 snack in the morning, and then later on he went back for a £1.79 coffee, and he's been charged £100 by ParkingEye, the people who do the protect the car park or whatever. So he's, I don't know about that. I think he's been caught. He might have done. He might be telling the truth. But at the same time, I'm actually saying that. I'm going to say he is telling the truth, because ParkingEye are fucking arseholes. I got a fine off them once being in the services, you know, the service station. You know, when you're driving down the motorway and the motorway says, if you're tired, pull over, stop driving whilst tired, kills. So I was knackered and I pulled into a service station, fell asleep in my van for, I don't know, 2 hours or whatever, went and got a coffee, come back, drove off and that. Next thing you know, I got a £100 fine through the post. I got a parking fine through the post because I'd been there over 2 hours and you're not allowed apparently to be in the service station off the motorway for more than 2 hours. So I argued that forever and I thought, I'm not fucking paying it. And luckily I went through loads of information on the internet and I saw lots of other people were saying, tell them to piss off because they can't enforce it. So I did exactly that. But just be careful, because that's what they do. Pull over if you're tired, take a break. 2 hours is not a long break if you're knackered. You know what I mean? If I could have set off after half an hour, I'm dangerous again, ain't I? Anyway, there you go. We're finishing up on a righteous move, righteous statement there by me. So don't pay your parking fines. I'm actually in court for one at the moment as well. So don't listen to me. Take advice from me. I've got one that's escalated all the way to fucking a CCJ. So I'm trying to argue that one still now. So don't heed my advice. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.